Welcome to episode 221 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, I'm featuring a recent trip to the Isle of Wight, where this year's Outdoor Writers and Photographers Guild AGM weekend was held. Just as with last year's event in Northumberland, this gathering offered a perfect opportunity to catch up with colleagues, try new outdoors activities, and discuss thoughts and ideas centred around what we do. All in all, it was a very inspiring, productive time. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 221. It's just coming up to 11 o'clock on a Monday morning, and as I record this, I am driving through the centre, or thereabouts, of Portsmouth, here on the south coast of the UK, and I have just come back on the ferry from the Isle of Wight. Now, the reason why I was on the Isle of Wight is that this past weekend was the weekend where the Outdoor Writers and Photographers Guild, the OWPG, of which I'm a member, this is when we all get together for our yearly AGM weekend, where it's a chance to catch up with people, members from within the photography and outdoor writing industry, see new sites in an area, just it's a really, really good productive weekend. And so, as is the way, I thought I would give a little bit of a, follow-up to that as I drive back home. Now, last year, of course, this time last year, the weekend was held up in Northumberland, which was lovely, absolutely beautiful. It was a fair old drive up there, I have to say. And of course, for me, I had it easy this year. I only had to come sort of a few minutes down the motorway, across on the ferry, and there I was. But the Isle of Wight was an area that I suggested as a potential location that we should go to for this weekend. It's one of those things. The Isle of Wight is, for those of you who don't know, it's a it's a little bit of rock that sits there off the south coast of the UK, and a lot of people either kind of almost forget that it's there, or they just never quite get round to going there. And there is so much that the island has to offer. So it was generally agreed that actually that would be a nice location, and from what I can tell, everyone's had a really nice time, which is, was really, really good to see. Where next year's event is going to be held, I have no idea. It's too early to say. But of course, everyone gets something different out of these weekends, or they get multiple things out of these weekends. And for me, personally, it's not so much where the weekend is staged or what's in the immediate area, and I'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. For me, what is the most important thing is that it is probably one of the few times in the year when I get to have really in-depth, interesting conversations with my colleagues from the outdoors world for writing and photography, to just share our knowledge, to share information, to inspire one another, I guess. And there's a real buzz goes on there. And I think that is one of the things that, for many of the members, that is the thing that really is kind of the selling point. So this year we had people coming from all over the country, traveling such a distance that it made it more sensible to break it up into maybe 2 or 3 days and see some other bits along the way. Now, the Isle of Wight has got lots going for it in terms of what you can do. If you're into your walking, if you're into sailing, if you like mountain biking, all that sort of thing. And of course, for the photographer, and I've said it many times before, there is so much that you can train your lens on. There is, yeah, the landscape is fantastic, and the photo opportunities are just there. So of course, at every turn, people going out, looking at all these various places around the island, and there was just the opportunity for people to think about features they might write or pictures they might shoot for stock, that sort of thing. But for me, as I say, I did a number of things, actually. I did a bit of canoeing, I did some bushcraft stuff, I did a very interesting workshop one of our members put on about ebook publishing, and this is something which is very much on my mind at the moment. Those of you who listen to the podcast regularly will know that there's a lot of good stuff coming up for the beginning of next year, and part of the developments and things that I'm going to be rolling out around that time involve PDFs, downloads, ebooks, that sort of thing. So watch this space, as they say. Some of you will already know, but for those of you that this is news to, it's exciting times. So, you know, there's lots for people to think about. Now, I know a lot of you listening to this will want to know, okay, so what did you take pictures of? You know, what were your photography, you know, requirements, what have you? Well, the truth of the matter is, I didn't do a lot of photography. I didn't ever see this weekend as being for that purpose. I took pictures, a lot of them are on my phone, but for those of you that are interested, when I packed a camera, I decided to keep it really simple, really light. So I took my Nikon D800 without the battery grip on it, so it made it much smaller, and I took two lenses, both of which were prime lenses. That is to say, they are lenses where you don't vary the focal length. So I had a 50mm f1.8 and a 35mm f1.8, and those are such sharp and compact little lenses. They are just, you know, really nice. When I want to keep the weight down, sometimes I just go with the 35mm, and it's just a really good general purpose lens for a lot of the stuff that I do when I'm maybe walking a trail or what have you. But that essentially stayed in my bag all the time, and you know, I kind of looked at the weekend as something that was going to give me the opportunity to think over some ideas and get some stuff down on paper maybe, and that's exactly what it has done. So that is the benefit for me. So what I would say, off the back of what I have already said, any of you who are listening who are looking to you know, take a step whereby you have a recognition for what you're doing, or a bit of support in trying to push your career as a freelance in the outdoors world, you know, we're always open to new members. There will be a link in the show notes to the OWPG website. Just go and have a look, see what you think. And such as it is, if you've got any questions, you can always ask me. we're a friendly bunch. We're always there to answer questions and help out. So, you know, it's been really good. Now, I travelled over on the Friday. And as I say, this is the Monday. So some people decided to go home yesterday because they had other commitments and things to do. For me, my approach to it is, so long as I don't have any other commitments or like really pressing engagements, I don't want to rush off from wherever we might meet. I don't want to rush away. I'll spread it out till, you know, the last day and what have you. So of course, where we were staying, we had to be out by 10 o'clock this morning, which is fine. So I came over on the Friday, and I was well ahead of time, so I stopped off at one of the local towns called Ryde, had some lunch, had a, not really had a wander, but I wandered through town and sat down in a coffee shop that had Wi-Fi so I could do some stuff there. And then I made my way across to the Medina Valley Centre, which is where we were based. If you should be listening, guys, thank you very much for your hospitality. We all had a lovely time. And as a centre, very nice, and the staff were very friendly, very helpful, right down to the instructors that we had for those of us that wanted to go sailing or canoeing or kayaking. It was brilliant. So yes, the Friday was just like that, and then, you know, people started to turn up. We were only able to arrive at the centre from 4 o'clock onwards, so people started to come in, and it was just such a laid back meeting that, you know, people just broke off into little conversation groups, just, you know, had a glass of wine in the evening. Last night we ended up playing pool for a good few hours through the through the evening, and that's what it was like. I mean, such was the conversations, and, you know, how interesting it was to talk to people. I think I didn't get to bed before 2 a.m. the first two nights, and then last night I did go to bed a bit earlier, mainly because everyone decided, you know, we've had enough, too tired, going to bed, and I thought, well, I probably ought to get some decent sleep ahead of this week rather than staying up for yet another late night. So yeah, really good. This is one of those excuse me, this is one of those editions of the podcast where it's a bit of a general overview. It's a bit of a more of a an informational sort of thing rather than a technique thing. There will be the technique stuff coming up soon because I've got to be out on location shooting pictures and doing all that sort of thing. What was very interesting actually is that the members come in all shapes and sizes and ages and different points in their careers. Now, one of the conversations I had, funnily enough, on the ferry on the way back, a young man called James. So, James, hi, if you're listening. Is this point that, you know, people that are quite new to the industry, or those that are so far down the line, they've always done the same thing for years, you know, of course we never stop learning, and in our industry where the landscape of what we do is changing, so a lot of people are embracing self-publishing, or, you know, they are concerned about where are magazines going, what is the future, are magazines going to just fold and all this sort of thing, or thinking about the technology of photography and what cameras we might use, and right down to the practicalities of, you know, do we supply pictures with our words or vice versa. That's all very interesting, but one of these conversations, my conversation with James was along those lines as well, and for me it was nice to be able to have a very open conversation where, you know, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, James, you know, you're there like a sponge, or you're new enough to the industry where you're looking to learn, just as we should all be. But then it works both ways, so I got a lot out of our conversation because it made me think about some of the things which maybe I hadn't thought about for a while. And, you know, so you go away, you know, all charged and thinking about ideas and how things can progress. And, you know, as I said at the start, for me, the benefit of these weekends, the attraction, is the chance to have these conversations. So I am already looking forward to next year's event. there are certain things that I expect to progress and move on, of course. Developments with the active photographer as well, which there were conversations that were had where I was able to show examples of articles I'd written or posts on the Active Photographer, which got people thinking and maybe answered a few questions for them. So it'd be nice in 12 months from now to be able to pick that up and say, well, do you remember we spoke about this and what have you? Well, I did, you know, I did do that, and you probably saw that piece, and you could then saw the trip that I did off the back of that, and all that sort of thing. And the interesting thing is, there's not generally my, from what I can tell, and it is rather nice actually, that there's not a lot of talk about technology and cameras like you would have at say you were a photography expo or a workshop based, a practical workshop based weekend. It's not that people don't care about that side of things, of course we do, but you know, you come to appreciate that cameras are just tools, and you know, just the same as whether you work on a Mac or a PC. Again, in my conversation with James, saying about, yeah, he's a writer, but to, you know, putting pictures with those words, I think, you know, the awareness that actually that would be a very good thing to do. But from that point where you say, okay, well, look, I don't really know anything about photography as such, or like what I would need to do to get the standard of pictures. And it was, you know, I was able to say, well, look, you can always ask me, and by all means listen to the podcast or read my articles and this sort of thing on the site that will are designed to help people. But as I say, that's given me ideas now for things that, you know, how I might help colleagues within the industry. You know, much aside from the enthusiast market, which is the main demographic for people that follow what I do behind the scenes. So, yeah, it was, you know, just something a bit different. It was nice to quite literally have a change of scenery. I never get tired of going to the Isle of Wight. As I say, it's so close. It's just a shame that the cost of getting over there, especially if you're taking a car, it can be prohibitive. You know, I would probably do it more if the cost was lowered. But there we go. So a quicker one this time around. Such as it is, my day is going to be one of just, you know, whenever I go away to these things, the day that I get back, I just treat it as one for, you know, just sort of unpacking, getting things in order, having a think about what I've been up to, what's coming up, and all that sort of thing. and so that's what I'm going to be doing. I actually have come across earlier than I was planning. I was due to come back on a later ferry, and I thought, do you know what? I actually think there's going to be more value in in getting back home and getting everything unpacked and then thinking about work and where I go from there. As it turns out, I received an email this morning from a client of old who said, long time no speak, we've had a very last minute thing, would you be available to come to London tomorrow, you know, very last minute and all the rest of it. So I now, yeah, having said that I'm going to take it easy and just sort of try and get my thoughts together, I have now got to think about, you know, am I going to end up in London tomorrow. So, you know, it never stops. But then that is the way, I'm just trying to park up here, that is the way that I like it. Those of you that listen to me regularly know that I very rarely stop, and I think if I did, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So it's just as well that I keep going, really. So I will end this in the way that I often do, by saying, if you have any questions, if there's anything that I've mentioned that you wanted clarification on, or it piqued your interest, suitably that you want to know a bit more, you can always get in touch with me in the usual ways, and the ways to do that is coming up shortly. But for now, I will leave it there.
Along the way, I also shot some video clips, which I'll be sharing across my social media channels in coming days. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.